BBC News with Jonathan Izard. 13 siblings have been rescued from a house in California. Police said they appeared malnourished and some had been chained to their beds. A representative of the hospital where they are being treated said staff were finding it heartbreaking. The parents have been arrested and charged with torture and child endangerment. Bangladesh and Myanmar have agreed on a time frame for repatriating hundreds of thousands of Rohingya Muslims. Bangladesh said that under the deal, Myanmar would accept the return of 1,500 Rohingyas every week over the course of 2 years. The refugees fled their villages last year in the face of a Burmese military campaign. The Washington-based pressure group Freedom House says democracy is facing its most serious crisis in decades. It cites President Trump's attacks on the press and the judiciary and says China and Russia have taken advantage of the retreat of leading democracies to increase repression at home. The French President Emmanuel Macron is to visit the port of Calais today, where he will defend his immigration policy. Hundreds of migrants are camped out in the area following the closure of a large migrant camp there 15 months ago. A motorway bridge under construction in Colombia has collapsed, killing at least 10 workers and injuring 5 others. The bridge in central Chiraquira was to be part of a highway connecting the capital with the city of Villavicencio. The animal rights group PETA is launching a campaign to try to end the mistreatment of working animals in the ancient Jordanian city of Petra. PETA says an investigation last year at the UNESCO World Heritage Site found that donkeys, horses and camels were being beaten and forced to carry visitors in extreme heat without shade or water. And a Japanese city has been broadcasting emergency warnings to try to prevent people eating portions of blowfish, which were mistakenly sold with their poisonous livers still intact. 5 packages of the delicacy, also known as fugu, were sold at a supermarket in the central city of Gamagori. 2 of them are still missing. That's the latest BBC News.